Browns win over the Panthers is Scott Petrak. It's brought to you on WEOL by Jamelis Wilson, Maryland Fritz Company, Attorneys at Law, and Royal Business Equipment. And good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
We are good. Great. Excited. Though I was telling Craig, we've got our field goal kicker of the future, and he said, let's hope so. That was his positive response to yesterday's big leg and work for Cade York. Let's talk. I guess he is as delivered, right, or as promised.
Yeah. I mean, it is only one kick, although he made five others, three field goals and two extra points. So you hate to get too ahead of yourself, but the Browns drafted him for a reason in the fourth round, the highest the kicker had been drafted since 2016 in the NFL. And for him to make a 58-yarder, which we all know is no chip shot, with 8 seconds left in the game on the line in the opener, we all know the Browns' history in openers and everything that went along with that game yesterday. It was huge, and it really bodes well for Cade York's present and future.
And I don't know if you stuck around after the Browns game, but the CBS folks went to the Bengals-Steelers game, in which we got to watch the kicking follies in that one, which made it even more impressive how we've got a kicker that can do well.
I was in the locker room, so I was not watching that game. But, you know, those two kickers are actually two of the best kickers in the league. Bozo's been doing it forever. McPherson hit two game winners in the playoffs last year as a rookie. So this is a really good division. You know, Justin Tucker in Baltimore is the best kicker in the league, maybe in the history of the NFL. So it's a good division, but that game does prove that you need to make kicks in big moments, and Cade York did that yesterday.
Scott, there were a number of good things in yesterday's game for the Browns, especially Nick Chubb running, Donovan Peoples-Jones with a number of catches. Where do you think they need to make a little improvement?
Yeah, on defense, it's a couple of big plays. They had two big breakdowns, and I thought the defense played really well as a whole, and so did they, and so did the coaches. But there was a play in the first half that they just let the tight end run down the seam for a huge catch, and it led to Carolina's first touchdown. And then in the second half, the Browns take that 9-point lead with like 6 minutes and 13 seconds, I want to say, or 6:31, something like that. And you felt comfortable if you're the Browns. Okay, it's a two-score game. There's 6.5 minutes left. You just can't let up a big play. And on the first play, Greg Newsom, the corner, lets Robbie Anderson run by him, and then safety Grant Delpit lets him run past him. And it's a 75-yard post for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, it's a close game again, and the Browns, you know, they had to punt on the next possession, and then Carolina kicked that field goal that set up the Cade York heroic. So two big breakdowns on defense, and then on offense, the passing game as a whole, which always starts with the quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, I thought it was a rough start for him. Now he made two throws on that last drive, which were critical, and he took the roughing the passer penalty to start of that drive. But he missed some guys open. They had two shots and the first two drives to Amari Cooper and Kareem Hunt on the sideline. They were wide open for probably would have gone for touchdowns, and he overthrew both of them. So that's where I would start.
Talking this morning to Scott Petrak of the Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. Again, the Browns 26-24 winners over the Carolina Panthers. How odd was it to see Baker Mayfield in a different uniform? We know his sort of his style, but just to see him on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, he looked the same, right? Pre-game, he looked the same. And when he scored that rushing touchdown and fired the ball on the wall, that looked the same. Even some of the moves, like that 75-yard touchdown, he kind of slid to his left, got a good view, and then threw it deep. But yeah, it was certainly weird. It was certainly the storyline of the game for the last however many months, officially since the trade on July 6th. But even before that, there was speculation that he would be traded to Carolina. And once the schedule out, you knew that that was the opener. So it was strange, and it was certainly a big backdrop for this game. And, you know, the Browns had his number early. They really harassed him and dominated. And then, you know, he showed the fight that, you know, if you've watched Baker, you know he's in him. And he wasn't going to give up, especially in this matchup. And he gave the Panthers a chance to win, and then he suffered the same kind of heartbreak that the Browns are used to suffering.
Well, did it a positive game for Anthony Schwartz? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had one catch for, I think it was 19 yards. It was a big catch. It set up that last field goal, not the last field goal, the second to last field goal that put the Browns up 23-14. And he had two. He had a 15-yard like reverse and a 5-yard end around. So I think it was a good step for him. He was on the field, and I was you know, after that tough preseason, I wondered, would the Browns even have him active? And they did, and they continue to show trust in him because he brings a speed element that nobody else on this team does and few people in the league do, and the Browns really value that. So I think it was a positive step. And you mentioned Donovan Peoples-Jones. He made a bunch of clutch catches in tough situations yesterday.
Does he look like the go-to receiver for Jacoby Brissett? A lot of times quarterbacks, they like to have one guy that they can rely on. Does that seem to be developing, or what do you think the chemistry is out there with his receivers?
Yeah, I mean, Jacoby missed him a few times, too, on some third and fourth downs. On out routes, he just made bad throws. I think, you know, Amari Cooper is by far the best receiver on this team, but and I haven't gone back to watch the film yet, so I don't know if the Panthers were necessarily rolling a lot of coverage to Amari Cooper, and if that's the case, then I think that's probably why Brissett looked toward Donovan Peoples-Jones more, is because he was getting single coverage, so go to the guy with single coverage. So yeah, I think you'll see him get a bunch of balls, but they got to figure out a way to get Amari Cooper more involved. I think he had 3 catches for 17 yards. And like I said, they missed him. Jacoby Brissett missed him early, and it would have been a touchdown. And then he did draw a big pass interference penalty in the end zone that set up the Browns' first touchdown.
Talking to Scott Petrick of BrownZone.com. You can read him also in the Chronicle Telegram. Jacoby Brissett, some of his answers seem to be sort of coach speak a lot, but he got a little emotional yesterday in postgame. Why do you think that happened?
Yeah, and you know what? I sat down with him about a week and a half before the season started, and he talked about how having the opportunity to start was really important to him, and that's why he chose the Browns, despite everything that comes with Deshaun Watson, right? In that it's a temporary job, and he's only a placeholder. He wanted the chance to start again and to be a starter in this league. And he said that's what made him emotional. And he got choked up 2 or 3 times when he was talking to us. He had to stop and answer. And he said he was too emotional at the start of the game, and that he thinks that affected his performance. But that's why it's a really human response and a human element that he was just so grateful to be a starter again that it affected him during the start of the game and then after the game.
Our next opponent, the Jets, what can we look forward to for this team? We don't want to overlook them just because the Steelers are after that, but what do we can expect?
No, I mean, you know, the beginning of the schedule is the easiest part of it, so the Browns definitely need to take advantage. That includes the home opener. The Jets don't have their starting quarterback, Zach Wilson, the second-year pick. The second-year quarterback, I think he was the number 2 overall pick in 2021. He's out with a knee injury, so old veteran Joe Flacco will be the starter. He's expected to be the starter. We know he won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, but that was a long time ago. So this is certainly a winnable game. I'm pretty sure the Jets lost yesterday in their opener. So I saw the Browns were like a 6.5-point favorite when one of the lines I saw. So, you know, it's another – the Browns need to play better, especially in the passing game. And I think this is a game that they need to win as they try to stockpile these wins until – you know, Deshaun Watson comes back in December, and then you think, okay, the offense will take another step forward. It's all about figuring out a way to stay in contention and put yourself in the best spot so when Watson comes back.
So major injuries across the NFL on some teams impacting them quite greatly. What kind of what's the health of our team after yesterday's game?
Yeah, nobody got hurt, which is a rarity. Not that something can't crop up. You know, sometimes injuries happen the next – or you hear about them the next day. But nobody left the game. The Browns didn't announce any injuries. Then they should get even healthier with right tackle Jack Conklin, a 2-time All-Pro. I watched him work out before the game, and he looked pretty good to me. So we talked to him Friday, and he said it'd be a game-time decision. He said he's real close to coming back after surgery to repair a torn patellar tendon in December. So when the Browns get him back, I thought James Hudson did a pretty good job. He has stuff for me to great lineman when there's so much else going on in the game, but here, you know, the guy who was going against didn't have any sacks, so I think that's a good game. But Jack Conklin's a better player, will give the Browns a boost. So yeah, they're in a good spot from a health standpoint for sure.
Sounds good. Well, we look forward to reading you in the Chronicle as well as following you at BrownZone.com as well, Scott. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. It's brought to you on WEOL by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law, and Royal Business Equipment.